Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Opening Commodity Market Report. The World Trade Organization's Director General has set a week from today, Monday, November 11th, as the deadline for WTO members to decide whether to continue pursuing a deal on a package of agreements for the organization's December 3rd to 6th ministerial conference in Belize, or to say we give up, to admit defeat, and to seek a less ambitious outcome for the meeting. WTO officials say the decision came at the end of what they described as an intense week of negotiations in Geneva. Kellogg says it will trim its global workforce by 7% as part of a cost-cutting plan, with the cereal maker citing weaker-than-expected sales for the year. The maker of Frosted Flakes and Eggo waffles said it expects earnings per share for the year to be toward the lower end of its previous forecast. The workforce reductions will take place by 2017. For the quarter, Kellogg says it earned $326 million, or 90 cents a share. A year ago, the company earned $318 million, or 89 cents a share. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,597. It's up 55 points. The NASDAQ, 3,377, up 9 and 3 quarters. And the S&P 500 is 1,761. It's up 6 and 1 quarter points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the Midwest is still expecting to see a couple of storm systems impact the region both this week and again next week. The two storms that are advertised are still going to be significant enough that we will see precipitation slow down, if not stall, field work across the region. Both the harvest of summer crops as well as the planting of winter wheat will be disrupted. The first event is already getting underway in portions of the western Corn Belt today, but we'll probably see the precipitation becoming a little bit more meaningful overnight tonight and tomorrow in the western Corn Belt. And it will probably see the precipitation coming to an end in the west sometime during the day on Wednesday. After that, we'll likely see dry weather in the western Corn Belt for a several-day period. In the eastern Midwest, most of the precipitation is expected to evolve on Tuesday late and probably go on into Thursday. And Wednesday will certainly be the wetter day. We'll expect the precipitation in most of the region from eastern Nebraska and eastern portions of Kansas, all the way over into Wisconsin and Michigan, probably running anywhere from 3 or 4 tenths of an inch upwards to an inch, and there'll probably be some locations that will get upwards to an inch and a third. Most of the greater amounts of precipitation will probably be focused on the area from Missouri to Michigan, as we've seen in previous storm systems, and we'll probably look for a several-day period of drying that will take place after that. The problem is that the temperatures don't really warm up very well behind this event, and the same situation occurred over the weekend. We did see some drying in the soil, but fieldwork was a little sluggish in getting started because of the fact that the ground needed more time to dry down. Well, that will be the case both this week and next week. We expect to see afternoon temperatures here over the next couple of days to be still in the 50s and 60s in the eastern Midwest, and that'll certainly be welcome as far as encouraging some drying conditions and some field work. But the western Corn Belt will not be quite so warm, especially not tomorrow. And as we move on into Wednesday, we'll probably see temperatures turn cooler from west-east across the region. By the time we get to the end of this week and behind the storm system, we'll probably see highs limited to the 40s and 50s across a big part of the region, and lows at night dropping back into the 20s and 30s in the northwestern half of the region, and 30s and lower 40s in the southeast. Most of this coolness will keep evaporation rates low, and therefore drying rates will be somewhat sluggish across the area. We will see some warming take place again as we get into the weekend coming up ahead of the second storm system. And that second storm system is expected to impact much of the Midwest as we go through the middle part of next week. Again, another generalized rain event, and somewhat similar to this event this week as well as the one that occurred last week. And so obviously we're not going to see aggressive fieldwork take place across much to the Midwest under these circumstances. That doesn't mean there won't be any field work accomplished. It just means that it won't move along very quickly. In the meantime, in South America, two storm systems will likely move through Argentina, and these two storm systems will see to it that fieldwork does not move along very quickly across the country. Of course, last week there was a general soaking that took place across the country in the heart of the nation, in fact, right across the most important corn and soybean production areas. Totals range from 3.5 to 5 inches, with local totals to 7 inches. Well, this week we're likely to see anywhere from 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch, with local amounts to 1.25 inches occurring Wednesday into Friday, and then we may see some 1 to 3 inch amounts with local totals upwards to 4 or 5 inches possible again over the weekend. Now, that weekend storm system is up for debate, so we're not going to completely buy into it right now, but it certainly looks like it'll be a wet week no matter how you slice it. And in Brazil, looks like everybody's going to get rain at one time or another over the next couple of weeks. However, this week we'll likely see net drying conditions occur in many areas across the south and some center south locations. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat is 7.34¾, up 1¼. March, 7.36¾, up 3/4. Soft December, 6.69¼, up 1½. March, 6.80¹, up 1¼. November soybeans are 12.68¾, up 2¾. January, 12.60½, up 9. July, 12.33¼, up 8¾. December corn, 4.27¼, unchanged. July, 4.53, up 3/4. Products, December soybean meal, 397.80, up 2.90. December soybean oil, 41.50, down 9. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much. Weather looks like it's going to cooperate, and corn still needs to come up. Might get out.
Yeah, there are some areas that still got quite a bit of progress to do. Now, we do have some rain moving into Illinois Wednesday or maybe even Tuesday night, so the progress might be a little limited here to start the week, but it looks like some guys got back in the field over the weekend and maybe sneak out another day and a half here before some rain moves back through, Dave.
So tell me this, because we've been flirting around 425, 426, the December basis now for quite a while. In the March, not a lot of carry there, 438, 439, the March basis. Do you think those numbers are likely to be good as a bottom?
Well, I think we got to wait and see what the report says on Friday. I know that's kind of maybe not answering your question, mm-hmm. but we've seen some increased demand here. The producer, obviously not a large mover of a crop at this point, so that could offer a little support in this area. But really, we got to see what the numbers say on Friday. Private estimates obviously showing quite a bit of increase in corn production expected on Friday. But then we'll get to see what the USDA does with the demand. Still looks like that 12.25 export number is going to be a little low, all said and done. Whether or not they adjust it on Friday, we'll see. But maybe some pickup in demand here as we move forward, at least on the export side. But probably got to wait and see what those numbers say. But we could, in this 4.24-4.25, at least have a little support at least going into Friday and then kind of see what happens from there, Dave.
I bring all this up because, you know, we are flirting with some pretty significant long trend lines that actually go back into 2007 as a level of support here. And I just wonder if we were to break under this with force, what it potentially means to the marketplace.
Well, I think probably continue to see this thing drift a little lower if we do break through some of those long-term numbers. And, you know, with the production at 14 billion bushel plus and carry out near 2 billion. That just doesn't argue for a lot of rally and probably continues to keep a lid on the market, Dave. Unfortunately here, for those that are hoping for something better here, it's just going to be continue to be a struggle. And, you know, even if you do raise exports by 200-300 million bushels, that still doesn't put much of a dent in the bottom line, Dave.
Meanwhile, last Friday we had a breakout finally to the downside outside of the range, and the soybeans have been trading the last month or so. And yet we reversed today, and now we're right back at the bottom edge of the range. What's it all mean?
Yeah, some talk again this morning of some Chinese interest. Obviously, harvest delays here with maybe this last 10% of the beans going to be a little struggle getting in, offering a little support. Did kind of surprise the trade and see some deliveries here this morning, so that's weighing on the nearby versus the deferred months here this morning. So we'll see how that shakes out here as the week goes on. But once again, crop report expected to show a big increase in production, and we'll see what they do with demand, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Curtis of Midco. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December corn, 428 up three quarters. July, 453 and a half up one and a quarter. November soybeans, 1269 and a half up three and a half. January, 1260 and a half up nine. July, 1233 and a half up nine. December soybean meal, 397.70 up 280. December soybean oil, 41.48 down 11. You're listening to AM 580 WILL Urbana.